Blog Talk Radio.
Right where you are, just say the name Jesus.
Something happens when we say the name Jesus. The Bible says that he was given a name that's above every name, that at the name Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus. All you need is in the name Jesus.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God. Dear God, tonight, you said about life, and just calling that name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No other help I know, no other name I know. Jesus, 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 Jesus. When we were younger, the mother of the church and the elders had me at the altar. They tell you to tarry. And that tarrying, it was made a delay, but they had it out sitting there, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We tell you, no other help I know, no other name I know that bring forth healing. No other name I know that bring forth deliverance. No other name I know that defeats Satan. No other name I know that brings forth a breakthrough. No other name I know that brings forth miracles and signs and wonders and Jesus, 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 Jesus. When you're going through and you don't know how to go, how to get there, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Having problems in the house, having problems at your job, having problems with your children, having problems with your spouse, having problems with your parents. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I know when I first got married to my wife, we have an altercation, and I leave the house. I might be gone, and she'll call my mother on the phone, and my mother tell us what to do, and she'll just say, well, I would just put God on him, baby. You know, he loves the Lord. So she'll go and just, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Before you know it, 30 minutes later, I'm turning around, pulling up in the driveway. That's the God we serve. Something about the name Jesus. Something about that name. Hallelujah. No other help I know. No other name I know. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know how your day been. I don't know how all has been. But I tell you what. You just take some time. Take your praise break. Take a moment out just to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Just a Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, I need you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I magnify your name. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. How praiseworthy is your name. How awesome is your name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now, watch something happen. Watch something happen. Watch something happen. Hallelujah. Bills get paid. Checks in the mail. All these different things that's needed. Your best, he said, take no thought for your father know that you have need of these things, but begin to put your focus on him. Begin to put your desire on him. And begin to say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. See, I've been praying for the place that we get to that realm where nothing matters, where we ain't going to pray for. We know that we can take no thought. The realm of the take no thought location, where we can get to it, where our address is at, Take No Thought Boulevard. And we can say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He said, don't you know that the lilies, you know, that here today and gone tomorrow, but God, he still looks after the sparrows and they eat. And they have no thought about where food coming from. But God knows, hallelujah, and he knows that you need it. He knows that you need clothing. He knows that you need shelter. He knows that you need food. He knows that you need water. He knows that these things are necessities. So why are we worried about something that God already knows that we need and he will provide? He said, his name is Jehovah Jireh, I will provide. So just begin to just take some time out and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Get at his feet and cry at his feet and wash his feet with your hair like the woman Mary. That's what she was concerned about, what mattered most. Sometimes we get concerned about everything else except for what matters most tonight. God is dealing with me about, hey, get with what matters most. What matters most is in his presence, at his bosom. Hallelujah. Not about what's in his hand, but what's in his heart. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Something happens. Hallelujah. Something happens. Hallelujah. Something happens. Hallelujah. That child that was on drugs, something happens. They get delivered. Hallelujah. That child that was lost, but then you say, now my child is found. Now my child is saved. The child that had a learning disability. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 that wayward wife, that wayward husband. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Problems on your job, problems with finances, problems with your health. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The doctor give you a bad report. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Contracts on the table, business. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We try to do it ourselves and work it out and figure it out and manipulate it. No, just Jesus, 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 Jesus. Pink slip on the table. Jesus, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And God said, no other help I know. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father, we give you honor tonight. Father, we give you honor tonight. We give you praise tonight. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name. How mighty is your name. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we love thee. Oh, how we worship thee. How we magnify your name. The psalmist said, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And God, we repent for everyone that's putting you in the box, everybody's making you minute and micro, when we know that you are a macro God. You're the almighty God. You're the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God, the omnipresent God, the infinitesimal God, the God that is and was and will always be God. Hallelujah, God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. Hallelujah, you have no time, you have no space. Nothing has you bound. You're boundless. You have no limits. Oh, God, we Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you right now. We worship you right now, God. It's due you, God. It's due you, God. It's due you, Father. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you tonight for sending your son, Jesus, that we can be reconciliated to you, God. That he orchestrated the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That we may have an opportunity to be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That even though he didn't want to do it, God, he said, nonetheless, Father, not my will, but your will be done, God. God, I don't want to drink this cup, God, but God, Father, Father, but it's your desire that I drink this cup, so I drink this cup for your children, God. And I'll be the first fruit, God, of many, God. I'll be the first seed, God, of many, God. I'll be that seed that goes in the ground and give birth to so many of my siblings, God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Power in the working, one working power in the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb, hallelujah. Power in his name. In that name, in that name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Someone said, I don't know what you come to do. Hallelujah. I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise his name tonight. Church, I come to lift my voice tonight. I come to raise my hands. I come to shout for joy tonight. I come to scream his name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't know what you come to do tonight when you joined up and you dialed into this prayer line, to this blog talk, to this moment of prayer, moment power hour that we just give him the glory and the honor that's due him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But this is where I come. I come to praise his name tonight. I come to lift him up tonight. I know you may want to hear a word, but tonight all I want to do is I'm charged with lifting him up. I'm charged with praising him tonight. I'm charged with giving him what is his. And that's the honor and the glory. He said that everything that I have, breath, praise you, the Lord. You were created to praise him. You were created to praise him. There's a praise on the inside, and I can't keep it to myself. I can't keep it to myself tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I just can't keep it to myself. I just can't keep it to myself. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We worship you. And we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name. The next question here be none other than my queen. You've done some real thing. Give us the words of inspiration. And let's get ready to hear from God as well. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's just continue to praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Jesus, 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 Jesus. It took me way back to those tiring days of the church. Hallelujah. And we couldn't get up until we had it. And hallelujah, we would just call on him and call him. And it felt so good, so, so good just to call on his name. And we would say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful feeling. Hallelujah. When you have him deep down in your soul. Hallelujah. When you know that when there's nobody else that you can call on him. And you could just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that's when you know everything will be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you just know that you know that you know that you can just call on Jesus and it'll be all right. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. I don't know about you, and I don't know what you've come to do. Hallelujah. But I've come to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. And maybe you haven't been through anything, or maybe you're not going through anything, or maybe your body's never been racking in pain, or maybe, you know what, everything's just been all right all your life. Hallelujah, but I know what he's done for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, when I lost my mother. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, I know what I know, that it was only Jesus, my God, that brought me out of that slump. Glory to God. Hallelujah, when I was about to lose everything that we had. It was nothing but nobody but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that brought us out. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When I was waking up hurting every day. Hallelujah, when my foot hit the floor and I was in pain. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a testimony. Hallelujah. I have a testimony. I have a testimony. Hallelujah, when my life was in danger. Hallelujah. Oh, it was only God. Just Jesus, 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 Jesus. Have to call on him. Have to call on him. But we have to live for him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I thank him. 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 Hallelujah. And he's saying to us tonight, approach problems with a light touch. When your mind moves toward a problem area, you tend to focus on that situation so intensely that you lose sight of me. You pit yourself against the difficulty as if you had to conquer it immediately. Your mind gears up for battle, and your body becomes tense and anxious. Unless you achieve total victory, you feel defeated. That's some more Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory. There is a better way. When a problem starts to overshadow your thoughts, bring this matter to me. Talk with me about it and look at it in the light of my presence. This puts some much-needed space between you and your concern, enabling you to see from my perspective. You will be surprised at the results. Sometimes you may even laugh at yourself for being so serious about something so insignificant. You will always face trouble in this life. But more importantly, you will always have me with you. That's Jesus, 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 helping you to handle whatever you encounter. Approach problems with a light touch by viewing them in my revealing light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Luke 12:25. And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Psalms 89:15. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. The last scripture, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's Jesus, 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 Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That should make you shout right now. Wherever you are, you should be having your hands up, waving your hands, saying glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it's only God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I praise you and I thank you. Hallelujah. He's worthy of this praise. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take any more time, but it's a praise on my heart and on my tongue this morning because God, this evening, because God is good. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Hallelujah. Nothing, nothing, nothing is too hard for God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Someone said, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody but Jesus. Who was that with you in the midnight hour when your body was racking with pain and you know say nobody but Jesus? What about you when the doctor said, hey, get your family together and she's not gonna make it? Nobody but Jesus. Even when you're in school and you can't pass some exams and you don't know how you pass it, nobody but Jesus. The boss wanna give you your last day. When I'm going to say it's your last day, but end up giving you a promotion. Nobody but Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know your credit bad, and you still was able to be blessed with the car, the house you needed. Nobody but Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. It's awesome to know that you have an enemy, but you have a defeated enemy because you have a powerful, victorious God. And you can say his name. His name is Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody, 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 nobody but Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you for this night, God, as you ordained, God, to give you honor, God, glory, and praise, God. We thank you for this night, God, where we can come before you, God, with humble hearts, God, and God, not any pride in us, no guile in us, no envy, no covetousness, God, but just an emptiness to be served, to be filled with your Holy Spirit, God, to be yielded to your Holy Spirit, to give you honor, God, to give you glory, what's due you, God. We're not coming as robbers and thieves, God, but we're coming, God, as praisers and worshipers and children, God. Hallelujah, God. Give me what's your just due, God. And we begin to thank you in advance, God. We begin to praise you in advance, God. We begin to worship you in advance, God. We begin to magnify your name, God. For your name is excellent, God. Your name is praiseworthy. Your name is awesome. Your name is magnificent, Father. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are so righteous. You are so awesome, Father. And we begin to just thank you, and we begin to just praise you and worship you and adore you, God. We adore you, God, hallelujah. We adore you, hallelujah. See, I got a testimony because I could be dead in my grave right now. I could have been, didn't have to wake up tonight. I could have had issue in the plane, but God, you brought me home. You gave me grace, God. Oh, you gave us traveling mercies and traveling grace, God. And Father, for this we say thank you, God. For this we praise your name. For this we worship you. For this we adore you. For this we say, oh, Lord, how excellent is your name and how magnificent is your name, God. For this we say, God, you saved us for our work to do, God, and we'll do the work that you set out before us, Father. Mm-hmm. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We just praise you right now. We just magnify your name, Father. Father God, we decrease tonight, and yes, you increase. That your Holy Spirit have complete control, Father. It's all of you and none of us, Father. All of you, none of us, God. We thank you and we give you honor, God. We give you joy and we give you praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. Tonight, I want to talk about arming yourself for the most crucial battle of all. You know, we want to talk about the reality of spiritual warfare. The reality of spiritual warfare. How many know that the moment you got saved, right? The moment you got saved, you entered into a battle. Now, not a religious background, not a Sunday school thing, but a battle with a fierce enemy, with a vicious enemy, with a sinister enemy. You went into the battle with someone that wanted to nick. You know, you feel like you want it. Like, I want this. I want her nick. I want the head. And that's what you went into the battle with. The day you said, Lord, Father God, accept me as your child and your servant, as I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior, my Father. The moment you said those words, you went into a battle. Then we're going to talk about the reality of spiritual warfare. So you look at, and who is your enemy? Knowing your enemy. See, and it's your enemy because the enemy takes over parts of you, your flesh. They say that he's the prince of this world. He says he's the king. You know, he said it. You know, Jesus said that Satan is the king of this world, but he has no parts in me. Nothing in me that he can pull from. And so tonight I want to make sure that we can get into a position where we say he has nothing in me that he can draw from, that he can pull from. Oh, Heavenly Father, we begin to thank you, God. That's why we can say Jesus, 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 Jesus. No other help I know. That's why he said, the Lord's word said, say, hey, repeat these words. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, right? Listen to that. Lead us, in that 13th verse, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Let us know that there is something that you need to be delivered from, and that's that enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Say he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Let's look at how your enemy came. It said in Isaiah, it talks about, oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. And so who is Lucifer? Well, let's look at who Lucifer was. Lucifer was an angel, archangel, one of the chiefest of angels. He was a deity that was a chief angel, that he's still a deity now. He's just a fallen angel. But he was a chief angel, so chief, so much of a deity, that he convinced a third of the angels to revolt against God. To rebel and to revolt. But so him being the chief of angels and the walking orchestra, he was a walking orchestra, said his body was full of organs and as he walked, music came out of him. He was a worship leader. Hallelujah. And so we look at that he was the worship leader, and then he got to a point where he was so much and so close to God that pride came inside of him, and he thought that he couldn't be God. He wanted the praise that we just gave God just now. He wanted that praise, and that's why he's your enemy, because he still wants that praise that you just gave God just a few minutes ago. That when you kept saying Jesus, 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 and we said, oh, Lord, how I love you. Lord, how I praise you. How I magnify your name. How I worship you, God. Hallelujah. In the midst of his rebellion, God had the other angels, he had a third. So the two-thirds went to war with Satan and the other angels with Lucifer, and they kicked him out of heaven. So when he got to heaven, he said, okay, I'm at war with your people. I'm at war with everything that you love, God. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to kill them, and I'm going to take as many of them to hell with me as I possibly can. And that's where we are right now today. That's why you look at the things, and as you see the world as it is now, you see the army of demons that's out there. You see, hallelujah, the influence that's throughout this world. That you see how the demons take advantage of our flesh to defeat us. But how do we start doing that, dealing with this? Let's turn first to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, where we learn how to put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6, the 10th chapter. And from now we're going to go to Daniel, the 10th chapter. But Ephesians 6, the 10th chapter. One second. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, if you wasn't in the wiles of the devil, if it wasn't a warfare that you were in, there's nothing you had to stand against. See, that you began to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We want to talk about principalities. We want to talk about powers. We want to talk about the rulers of the darkness of this age. We want to talk about the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we're talking about the demons that roll with Satan, the army of demons. Those army of demons are what, ladies and gentlemen? They're principalities. The army of demons are what? They're powers. They're rulers of the darkness of this age. And the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So you look at different things that we in life. You look at TV. You can turn on the television right now, and I'm sure you're going to see some spiritual wickedness. You're going to see the example of the different principalities and what are principalities. You look at what's in your neighborhood. What you go in your area and say, God, what is the principality in this neighborhood? What is the ruler? And you even look at what's the principality of America, and it's a bull because it's a stubborn rebellion nation. It's a stubborn rebellious nation, talking about one nation under God. But not the God that we serve. It's not under the God that we serve. The mindset was never under the God that we served. It was birthed out of rebellion. And they talk about the forefathers. It was birthed out of rebellion. It was birthed a Freemason, Antichrist nation is what it is. If you look at when you look at the Washington Monument, you look at the different symbols and everything, phallic symbols, and you look at even at the Statue of Liberty and the spirit that came from that with the Diana and all the different the Greek spirits. I mean, when you look at these things, when you look at Christianity itself through theology and the form of Christ, having the form of Christ, but denying the very power there is. And when you look at these things, when you look at the elements, you look at all these things that have a form of Christ, but definitely points away from Christ, does not lead you to where the first church people with Peter and Paul, when they first were started, when God first sent them out, has nothing to do. It's totally contradictory to that. And so you look at these things, and then you're wondering, okay, what are these principalities? What are these powers? And you go into your neighborhood, you can see the principalities. You can see liquor stores. You can see pawn shops. You can see property. You can see drugs. You can see the unfinished spirit. You see perversion all over. You see the perversion slipped out everywhere. You see the LGBTQ that has taken the rainbow that God gave to Noah as a covenant, that he wouldn't flood the land anymore, and use it as a symbol for them to represent who they are. You see these things. You see these principles rise up. You see people saying the New Age. You see the spirit of atheism has came up. You see the spirit of Jezebel, and they would drink of her drink, which is the fornication and all these different adulterous nations, adulterous relationships. You see the spirit of divorce, like people get married and knowing that as soon as I get into this marriage, I got to out. You see all these different things. You see so much hatred. You see that at the murdering that took place and all these different things. Like recently when we were in California, there was a murder that took place in an area called Ventura where a guy went inside a Latina, a college student bar and just went and started shooting, shot the young lady in the head. The police came, I think he killed like 12 people. And they said, the first thing they want to say was that he was Marine with PTSD, or recently in Kentucky before we left, the man went in Kroger and shot two African Americans. Shot the grandfather in there at first. They caught the lady coming out, shot her and killed her. You look at these different things. You're looking at these spirits. And so what rules them? What drives them to go that way? There's a spirit. There's a spirit that has taken over. There's a murdering demon. There's a killing demon. There's a demon of rage. There's a demon of hatred and indifference. It's these unclean spirits that are taking over, and they're set up in different positions. They're set up in different areas. The spirit of perversion, the spirit of jealousy and envy, the spirit of pride. You know, all these different things have their place, the Leviathan spirit. And so we deal with these things. We deal with the principalities. We deal with the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. Hallelujah. We deal with the spirits of hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So you deal with these things, and you're wondering, like, why my prayer not getting through? And then I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show you the Prince of Persia. I'm going to come and post your thing right at Ephesians 10. You're on the 13th verse, Ephesians 6, 13th verse. But I want you to go to Daniel, the 10th chapter, real quick. So I can give you an understanding of what you're dealing with. We're going to start in the 10th verse, too. Now, we're starting the first verse. It doesn't matter. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long. And he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. I ate no peasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I looked my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire. His arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. What a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me. For my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Then the 10th verse says this, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. But watch this, I just told you that things are holding up your prayers. Things are holding up your breakthrough. Things are holding up. And you are in a battle. You are in a war right now. The minute you said, Lord, accept me as your child, and I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior, you entered into a war. You entered into a battlefield right then and there. Verse 13 says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I have been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So is that a principality? Well, the prince of Persia, he said the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. He letting you know that, hey, I was withstood. I was held up trying to give you this message, trying to deliver this message that you prayed for. I was held up for 21 days. Why? In the kingdom of Persia. Why? In the heavenlies, in this area, in spiritual places, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. God gave me the answer the minute you went down to pray. I had the answer, and I was coming to deliver it to you, but I was held up. You're in a warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And now we got to pray that even when our prayers get up, they are there in the areas of the heavens, the second heavens, and they knock them back down. They're not even, because we're praying these little penny ante prayers and not even getting before God and letting that fire even penetrate. They're knocking your prayers down. You are in a warfare. He said, now I've come to make you understand what will happen to your people in a lot of days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. So he began to go down and he's getting down to the 20th verse. He says, then he said, do you know why I've come to you? And now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, indeed the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one opposed me against thee, except Michael, your prince. He let me know that, hey, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's like, I got Michael, your prince, and all angels I got. And then this is in the Old Testament, but now you got Jesus to withstand you, to hold you up, that sit on the right hand side of the Father. You got even more power now than was then. You got Jesus. You got a Jesus who can say, Lucifer, my Father rebuked you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord God rebuked you in the blood of Jesus Christ. You got Jesus. As I walked in the visit, it said Daniel should receive a vision from God concerning what would happen in the last days. But powers in the invisible or spiritual realm attempted to block Daniel's receiving this vision. This passage of scripture gives us an insight into the reality of spiritual warfare. There are powerful territorial spirits, such as the prince of Persia, such as the prince of Greece, who are assigned by Satan to control nations and communities. They are assigned by Satan to control nations and communities. That's why your president at Gilead. That's why rulers of darkness, rulers in other kingdoms act the way they are. That's why you have the so-called elite that want to bring forth a depopulation and want to bring forth genocide. And that's why you got stuff like Planned Parenthood and different things. Like, listen, I was just sharing with people the other day that the a condom or birth control was birthed from Satan. Because here's the thing, God gave you an assignment that once a man is with his woman or a man is with his wife, then intercourse takes place. So God didn't have no need for you to have birth control or prophylactics or any of those things, because now you are in right standing with God because it's husband and wife. And so anything that you do as far as procreating or whatever else is in the will of God. But when you get to a point where you're into masturbation, you're into all forms of perversion, you're into unprotected sex, and then you wonder why you're getting sexually transmitted diseases, you wonder why you got unplanned pregnancies, and with the fornication piece, you wonder why now she want to have them. Now there's abortions, now there's the miscarriages that came from, not the miscarriages, but just because that can happen whether you're married or not, but the abortions and I'm taking birth control and these things to avoid that, but God did not ordain those things. So when you look at this stuff, we look at simple things that have been used to deceive us. Even this morning we were talking about the young lady, Jill Scott. She's an entertainer, R&B singer, and she did, and it could have been done a year ago, but she did, she was on stage performing, but in the midst of her performance, she used the microphone as it's like she's doing Felicio, and she's performing the act on the mic, and even going through all the scenes and all those different things. And what spirit is that? Why would a woman allow a spirit of perversion to take over her in such a fashion that in the midst of a concert, in the midst of you doing a concert, you want to perform that type of act? And what is going in your mind to make you think that that's what you need to get the applause or to get the crowd to say that the adoration or the thing to say that I love you or I accept you or you are right? Instead to go to a debasing of yourself. And you look at the music today, you look at even the clothes that the children wear, you look at all these different things that Satan has used to ensnare us. If you don't know that you are in a war right now, if you don't know that he said, it's a man at the straight gate, because only very few will find it, and many will go in the wide gate, and because this is the route that they're taking. But God said, you are in a war. Do you understand that even right now in this hour, just as it was when the days of Noah, when they were marrying and doing whatever they wanted to do and living a carefree life, living a sinful life, not a sinless life, but a wild and righteous living was the nature. Debauchery was the normal. And you look at the things that you do now. You can go downtown, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. You go downtown right now in Atlanta, Georgia, and you'll see so much perversion. You'll see so much same-sex activity, so many homosexuals. You'll see, you may see some poverty. Poverty is a curse. You'll see a lot of poverty. You'll see a lot of, you'll see a lot of evil going on, even in corporate America. You'll see all these things that you want to see that is not God. Well, you see how Satan is, his hands are penetrating in the kingdom. Go to most churches. You'll see his role in most churches. He said, hey, I'm going to make them stop praising God. I'm going to make them stop praying. Ask yourself tonight, how often were you today? Ask yourself today, how long were you in your Bible today? How long did you pray and stay before God today? How long did you just praise God? Or did you just praise God only because we was on the line today? What did you do in spending your time with God today? Opposed to what did you do with watching television, gossiping on the phone, or even at work, the things that you did? What did you give more time to just today alone? Know you not that you are in a war? There's a battle that's being raised, that has been set against you. Look at theology. He even changed the doctrine. There's so much doctrine about prosperity. There's so much doctrine about healing and faith than it is about holiness and the Holy Spirit. Nobody preaches about holiness or hell any longer. You know, these are the things that you got to look at. If I meet the church, is what he said, because first of all, you got to look at, he understands worship. I just explained to you who he was. He was the worship leader, so he understands worship. He understands the power of worship. That's why even in most churches, and often in some churches, you have a homosexual choir director or worship leader, as you want to call him. Because guess what? When that thing hits a pinnacle point, he can stop it. Because he's in control. That's where the perversion is controlled. So when it gets to the point where the climax of Saturday is coming breakthrough, there come miracles, and he stops it. Even with the demonology of we have some ministers, that some pastors that have surrendered themselves to Satan and say, hey, for many members, I give my life to you, and have made a deal with Satan, to say the least. And so now you're thinking that you're being healed, but another spirit has been placed in you when you get. So you got to be careful. That when I say try the spirit by the spirit, that's why I say no. You know, you got to have a sense of discernment. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got prophets that are so angry, and they project the anger in their prophecies over you. You got a lot of different things. You got to know the spirit, man. You got to begin to try the spirit by the spirit. You got to know where you are. You got to ask God, hey, Father God, increase my discernment. You got so many Jezebel spirits. You have so many ministers that are taking over, and even now I deal with some ministries that people will compromise. You have such a compromised spirit that to save my marriage, to save my relationship, to save my children, to deal with them, that I've made other things idols before God, and I choose this over God. There's a war going on, and you are inside the midst of this battle, because he said Satan comes to what, ladies and gentlemen? Kill, to steal, and to destroy, to bring you to an utter destruction. You know, so we ask ourselves, look at the army of demons. We just went through the army of demons. Then we ask ourselves, what about this demonic influence throughout the world? Look at the demonic influence throughout the world. What is that demonic influence throughout the world? And you can look at it in John 12:31. The demonic influence throughout the world is so prevalent, even in today. Society. It's so prevalent in today's society, and it's ridiculous. So then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her. Oh, no, sorry, wrong. Now it's the judgment of this world. Now the rule of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. But he said, now is the judgment of this world. Now the rule of this world will be cast out. And you want to know what is going on in this world? The world is being judged. Why? Because the influence throughout this earth, the influence of drugs, the influence of, even with the music, and the influence of you got entertainers that are especially these young rappers. You got them wearing dresses now. You got them having pocketbooks. You got them wearing makeup. You got them, and they're telling you that they're engaged in homosexuality. They're telling you that these are the things they're doing. One rapper came out and told his people that, y'all all going to hell because you listen to my music. Y'all knew, y'all were warned. Don't act surprised now. I know when I was a young kid, my mother used to, had access to this machine or a young man, somebody else had access to the machine, but used to play the songs backwards that we used to listen to. And it was Kiss, and it was like, telling them how the Lord Satan, and we serve you, Satan, and all those things. And you listen to one song, then you hear something else, but when you're playing it backwards, you're hearing the secret message that's in it. And then when they say they mastered it, when it's being mastered, they have it in a room with all the witches and the cobras, and they're praying over this stuff to send out certain spirits. And now you allow these spirits to enter into your body by what you're seeing, and that these are the targets that Satan uses, the targets that he uses, and through what you see, through what you hear, through what you take in. And now we're wondering, why are we in such a frenzy? Why is our mind, why are we, you know, we can't, why our thoughts are so bombarded with, and it's just such a man think of, so is he, so why are my thoughts bombarded? And we're talking about the evil that man do, the evil that man think, and if a man think it, sooner or later he will achieve it. If you think the eye, you will even try to do some of these things that you have evil thoughts about. Look at Nimrod and his thoughts. He was like, man, let's build a temple up to heaven and we're going to reach God. And they was on the one accord trying to do it because that was an evil thought in their head. So these are the things that we look at that have been in our head. What have you been thinking lately? What have been your thoughts lately? Have there been thoughts of perversion? Have there been thoughts of purity? Have there been thoughts that are praiseworthy? Have there been evil thoughts? Have there been deceitful thoughts? Have there been manipulative thoughts? Have there been jealous and envious thoughts? What have you been thinking? Matter of fact, beyond what do you think? What have you been acting out? That's what we look at. We look at demonic influence. And then after that point, we look at how the demons take advantage of our flesh to defeat us. How they take advantage of our flesh to defeat us, to bring us to an utter ruin. Why do I feel the way I feel? Why do I make decisions that I make? Why do I do certain things that I do? And I'm not talking about anybody else but George Plant tonight. And I've allowed myself to be used and to be utilized by demonic influences to what point I sold drugs, to what point I fornicated, to the point where I did armed robberies, to the point where I've endeavored and I got into all kind of foolishness and craziness that I thought I was big and bad enough to do, to I defied God and everything about him. But nobody but Jesus restored me. Nobody but Jesus reconciled me. Nothing but the blood of Jesus where I can say, oh, God, forgive me my trespasses. I forgive those who trespass against me. Lead me not to temptation, but deliver me from evil, God. For you are the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Do you understand? I can say you're the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tonight I'm telling you, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. See, the battle is in your mind, and you begin to think these things in your mind, and you begin to act it out. But when you look at your neighborhoods, you look at your location, you look at your cities, your states, you wonder where did that murdering spirit come from? How did all of a sudden so many deaths take place, so many random deaths? And what about these earthquakes in diverse places, what we call tsunamis and hurricanes? What about these fires and tornadoes? What about all these natural disasters and all these things? What is going on? What is really going on? And who's really waging war? And who's behind these things? And you ask yourself this. What if the alcohol has such an influence? And why when I'm on the drugs, my thoughts are altered? And what? Ask yourself. Why do I have a demon that make me just want to have sex all the time? And I'm not married. And I got to have different women and different mates. And one woman can't satisfy me. Or one man is not enough. Or I become a trisexual. Let me try two women at a time. Or one woman and woman. What is that drives me? What is it that makes me greedy and saying I don't have enough? Let me get more. I need more. But I'm not saying more of you, Lord. I'm saying more of me, more of my flesh, more feeding my flesh, more of this fire. I'm telling you, there's a warfare, and you are engaged in it the moment you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You have been engaged in the moment you became a kingdom citizen. And we are tonight talking about the reality of spiritual warfare. Let's go back to Ephesians 6, and then we're in the 10th verse, and it said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. So you, I gird my loins with the spirit of truth, so that the spirit of truth dwells within me, and I become a reproduction organ of the truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, so that righteousness dwells within me, and I am established in righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of the peace, that for every step I take, there will be peace. And whoever follows my footsteps shall obtain peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which with he will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take up the helmet of salvation to protect your mind, your will, and your intellect. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to come at all the wiles of the devil, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every word spoken against you, you shall condemn. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. He said, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Let's look at prayer and spiritual warfare. Beyond the natural realm in which we see, smell, touch, taste, and hear, there's another realm of invisible forces all around us, waging a powerful warfare. Although we may not always sense it, we are a part of this battle scene. Consequently, Paul admonishes us to put on the whole armor of God in order to stand against the forces of hell. His armor is not just defensive, it is also to be used in taking the offensive against these satanic forces. Note, Paul finds finally directed we ought to be praying always, right? Praying always with all prayer and supplication. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's verse 18 again. The key part of this divine armor prayer is the primary means by which we engage in the battle itself. The purpose for which we are on, to put on the armor of God, is to prepare for battle. During the battle itself, praying God's word becomes our chief offensive weapon employed against Satan during our struggle. Let's look at Christ when Satan tempted him, what did he use? He used the word of God. And that's why he said, I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. He said, it is written. Every time Satan says something, man should not eat our bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He said, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, you know, thou shalt worship the Lord God and him only. And Satan flee. He said, commit yourself to the Lord. You know, surrender yourself, commit yourself to the Lord, and resist the devil, and he will flee. You got power, you have authority, but when your authority gets darkened and it gets thwarted by these unclean spirits that have come in to take over, to kill, steal, and to destroy, what the assignment that Satan has put them out into the different nations. Look at you. What is it? You know, where do we stand, and where do we take a stance? We just begin to tell you, Lord God, have your way, God, and strengthen us in air. Strengthen us in this battle, God. Strengthen us on this battlefield, God. Father, strengthen us to stand, God. Having done all we can to stand, God, let us stand even the more. Therefore, God, we belong to you, God. We surrender ourselves to you, to your plan, to your purpose. Let us not be full of ourselves, God. Let us not be confused, God, and being caught up, God, in this era of living or what we think is living in. But, God, let it be all about you and not about us. And we begin to give you honor, God, and glory and praise. And Father, we begin to thank you, God, for letting us know, God, there is a war going on. There is a warfare, God, going on. And we know demons want to bring forth. They want to kill. They want to steal. They want to destroy us, God. They come through nature. They come through illnesses, God, through mental disorders. They come through other people, God. And God, you told us what we can do. What we can do is we can lean on you. We can trust you, God. We can get closer to you, Father. And God, we begin to just praise you and worship you and magnify your name, Father. We glorify your name. We know the truth about our enemy, God. And God, we're not blind to his tactics any longer, God. We're not blind to who he is. And he's not invisible. Even though he's invisible, God, he's not a person that we don't recognize. He's not non-existent to us. We know that we have an enemy. That enemy is Satan and his cohorts and all those that he put in place to bring forth a destruction in our lives, God. But we yield to you, Father, even the more so. Father, and we give you honor, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. Deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us from wrong thoughts and wrong mindsets, God. Begin to, God, allow us to bind, God, our mind, our will and intellect to you, God, to your words, to righteousness, and to your plan in our lives, God. And, God, we begin to thank you in advance for it, God. We begin to praise you and worship you and magnify your name, Father. The song said, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We're at that point in our lives now where we have to magnify God, ladies and gentlemen, because he's worthy to be praised. And someone has put our God in a box. Someone has eliminated God from being so praiseworthy and so magnificent. And if you look at today's society, it's in a place where it's not as commonplace to serve God. It's not as commonplace to praise Him. They took Him out of schools. They took Him out of homes. They took Him out of government buildings. They took Him out of everything that was praiseworthy at the time where God could be strengthened, where God can be, and they let everything else step in. Atheists can step in, and all other religions can come in, but not this one. Same as they did back in the days when they told Peter that you can go, but you can't use this name no more. Why? Because they know it was power in this name. They know it was something about that name. They said, you can't use this name anymore. And they still trying to shift you up from using that name now because there's a war. And they know in that name, you already have the victory. So I want to let you know tonight that we are victorious, and the prayers of the righteous avail much. Stay praying. We're praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, being watchful. To this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, for all those that are around you, calling on all prayer warriors, calling on intercessors, get in your position, get in your closets, get wherever God is telling you to do. He said, and you do this in close quarters, and I'm going to reward you openly. He said, well, you get in here and you get in your prayer language, you get in your prayer spirit, go in your closet, begin to pray, and watch what I do. That which is done in secret, I will reward openly. I give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. And so it is. Hey, okay, we're at that time again. I give you God honor, glory, praise, Father. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Anybody has anything they want to add to, take away from, anybody has a comment, this is the time, this is the hour. You press 1, I can recognize you, and we'll go from there. I want to add and take away from 1-4-3-6, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor George. I enjoy the message that you've given us tonight, especially about how the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And also he coming to try to take a lot of the young peoples out also. Because I have been observing how a lot of people, a lot of young teenagers have been listening to all kind of music. And you may be aware that if you listen, I don't know how to listen to it backwards, but I'm taking your word because you're a man of God, that music ain't what the kids thinking it is all about. It's something like you said, probably telling them how to worship God, and they don't realize they're saying a ceremony and don't even know it. And then they start getting their attitude changing, and someone just don't know what's happening to them, because I sure don't know. But I think about calling out the name of Jesus. My grandson, he's only 7, and he had to have all these surgeries. He had 9 surgeries this year already. And they were always changed the top part of the shunt, but they never thought about the bottom part.
Calcula,
thank you. And when they did change it, he had blood clots up under the shunt. And when they did that, before they did it, they changed it, his heart rate was dropping. All because of the name of Jesus, we kept calling out Jesus and praying to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the more you call out his name, the more strength and the power is going to work on his favor. Because we can't do nothing, but we know that he can in the name of Jesus, because he died on that cross for him. And we know that if anybody can bring him through that surgery, it would be Jesus. Anybody can bring me through that cancer, it nobody but Jesus. That's what kept us going, kept me going. It's calling on the name of Jesus. And even when your enemies attack you and you don't attack them back, but you do them, show them favor. God have a way of strengthening your heart and making you feel at peace even with your enemies. And I just want to thank you because you hit it right on the nail for me tonight, and you really lifted me up. And I just want to thank you and praise you and thank God for letting him use you like he using you, because you are a very strong man of God. If anybody can tell you something, you get confirmation, there ain't nobody but God and Jesus. And I just want to thank you and your whole family. I pray that God continue to keep on increasing y'all finances and blessing y'all, and that y'all, he take y'all in places that no one never have been, that y'all can praise him and bring his word out openly as much as y'all can and however God wants you to. And y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's powerful. 6447, your mic is open.
I'm doing very well, thank you. I am so happy with this message that you have given tonight. God had had me studying about the spiritual warfare. And you mentioned about the principalities, and that refers to Satan's head, whatever they call him, the head people. They are his head officers. And like a military general, Satan plans his attacks and directs his demonic forces to come against you, like you said, in different areas, like over in Fifth Ward and over Fourth Ward and all those different places. There is a world ruler power that sits over Atlanta, and the principalities and the powers, they gather certain types of people doing certain types of things into one area. And over there in those areas, you have a lot of killing, you have a lot of drugs, and it also, he has the wiles of the devil. That's when, with the shield of faith, comes against the wiles of the devil. That puts out the fire, because the soldiers, when they fought, they use fire on their arrows that they would shoot toward the Israelites or shoot towards whoever they were fighting. And the helmet, not the helmet, I'm sorry, but the shield would be soaked in water before they go out to battle, so that when the arrows hit the shield, the arrows, the fire would go out. But God, he placed these strategic pieces of armor that you have mentioned tonight. Those are like a Roman soldier that has those pieces of armor when he goes out to battle. And I can imagine that Paul, when he was in his cell and the soldiers that were guarding him, they were all guarded up with these things. The only defensive, or I should say offensive weapon that Paul mentions is the sword. And that sword is the word of God. If we get enough of the word of God on the inside of us, then we won't have to kneel down or go under, you know, with the things that come against us, because we're in two battles. We're seeing two forces. God's angels that are working on our behalf against Satan and his demons that were fallen angels. And if we remember this, because every day that we have prayer in the mornings, that's a part of the warfare that I place on everybody, because God wants us to gird up ourselves with these things, the helmet of salvation. It protects the soldier's brain and his mind. And see, it's the same thing with Satan. He comes against us in our minds. And I know you remember all this, that the battleground is in your mind. It's not so much what you're physically doing outward. If those demons can sit on your shoulder and whisper stuff in your mind, and then you start taking it in, it drops down in your heart. And then that's how, even with a Christian or saint of God, it can overtake you. God wants us to be strong, because Jesus already made the way. He's already won the battles. And we have to do what we need to do to make sure that we are arming ourselves the way God wants us to. And you mentioned about the breastplate of righteousness, and that guards the heart, which is the source of a soldier's life. But because Satan is the father of lies, he cannot stand against the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. He is the truth. that we gird up ourselves with his armor, then we can fight against the wiles of the devil. We won't go down every time he attacks us. But we must protect our minds. We have to protect our minds. And I just thank God, because everything, the sword of the Spirit, like I said, is the word of God. And we put more of the word in us. God tells us, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So if we want to prosper in our health, in our finances and whatever, then we've got to apply more of his word to our spirit. I just thank God. I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but we need to have it, and we need to know what each piece means so that we'll know how to keep ourselves protected. And I just thank God so much for you bringing that out tonight. It was beautiful and very informative, and I hope everybody holds on to the things that you brought out about that armor. And they'll go to the 6th chapter of Ephesians, starting at the 10th verse, and they'll read it and grasp hold to it for themselves. God bless you, honey.
God bless you. And we pray for that cold. And we thank God for the recovery. We thank God for the surgery that took place and the success. Also the success of the surgery for the grandson, the 7-year-old grandbaby who had the surgeries. But God even, Jesus, that divine healing to him. And we just want to thank God for anybody that has any surgery, anybody that's going through anything. We talked about earlier this morning. I mean, early in the blog, we begin to just, you know, praise God, and we begin to go and say about that name, Jesus. But when you're racked with pain, or your mind is being bombarded with different thoughts and different actions, you know, you have people that have suicidal thoughts. And where do you think that come from? That don't come from God. That came from an enemy. So when you look at those things, the murdering thoughts, these thoughts that we have that in our head, and sometimes we act them out. When those thoughts come up, I want you to just say, Jesus. Begin to just continue to say his name. Begin to call on his name. Lord, how excellent is your name. Begin to call on his name. Begin to praise him. Get yourself in a praise, have a praise party tonight. Go up this line, get you some praise and worship, go and have a praise party, get in his presence. I thank God, even after I get off this, I got a conference call on the business line, God, on some contracts that need to be signed. And Father, I thank you for fulfilling them now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God.
I stand, God, with
good children and believing, God, and that's them to touch and agree, God, that the favor of God, even right now as we're praying, God, you are already working on the mind of those that are influential in these contracts, God, and those that are behind it, God. And I don't have to say anything, I don't have to do anything, God. I have to take no thought. We're in the realm of taking no thought, God, and we just praise you for doing it. We praise you for doing it tonight, God. We give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name, we pray. And so it is. And if there's anyone else that I want to add to or take away from, press one. We can recognize you need prayer, anything. We're here. The line is open for prayer. The line is open to touch and agree. We got people that can believe, God, that will get through. And the Prince of Persia, Prince of Greece, won't continue to have it held up, but we're gonna ask for Michael to come down and arrest Raphael and deliver this message, deliver whatever is needed now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just begin to thank him and praise him and worship him. It's awesome to be with a group of people that's on fire for God, and those that don't know him as your Lord and personal Savior. If you want to get to know God as your Lord and personal Savior tonight, if you want to recommit yourself, rededicate yourself, you press one and we'll pray with you. We'll walk you through it. It's not only myself, but there's some people that know God and want to reach God. So if this is your desire, this is your plan, this is your purpose, you press one. Let us recognize you. We'll open up your microphone. You can talk to God, and we'll pray with you. We'll pray you through it. So, Heavenly Father, I pray for those that don't know you. I pray for that there be no spirit of fear, God. No spirit of confusion, God, for you're not the author of confusion, God. You did not give us a spirit of fear, God, but love, God, power, and a sound mind. Never on that sound of my voice, God, I ask you, God, that your spirit, your Holy Spirit, God, where there's been invaders, God, where there's been infiltrators that had no business, God, God, that your Holy Spirit would kick them out right now, God, that they'll be placed under the Holy Ghost arrest, God, and we serve in an eviction notice every unclean spirit within us, God, the demons that's inside of us, God, the deliverance that we need, the self-deliverance that we need to take place, God. We give an eviction notice to every demonic force that has been there, that we've allowed to come in, God, that we've opened up doorways to, God. If it could be through, God, through our clothes, it could be through certain items we have, God, certain items in our homes, God. Allow us, God, to do a clean inventory and a sweep. David says, search me, O Lord, to see if there be any unclean thing in me, God, and search us, God, and take your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost flashlight, and put it down on us, God, and see if there be any unclean thing in us, God, and begin to purge us from all forms of unrighteousness. We give you honor, God, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. And so it is the next voice you'll be hearing. We know other than my queen, Evangelist Maria Flint, giving us the benediction.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 We just thank God for tonight. We thank God for that word. And we thank God for the messenger on tonight, Lord God. And I know that was powerful. It was powerful from the very beginning. So I just thank God for him being who he is in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for all these souls on this line on tonight. We just thank God for those that did not press one, but we are praying for those anyhow. And we thank you right now that you will bless each and every person on this line, their family members, Lord God. I ask that you regulate their minds. God, we thank you right now that this will be the best week ever. I thank you for the testimonies for next Thursday night. I thank you for the miracles that you're performing right now, God. I thank you for doing a great thing and doing blessings. Just blessing each and every person on this line on tonight, Lord God, that we know that you are God and God all alone. So as we end on tonight, we just thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for your obedience. We thank you for your support and your love. And we just pray the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you, that you will command the rest of this night to be a night of favor, a night of blessings, a night of success, a night of healing, a night of joy and happiness and peace, and that you will command your day or tomorrow to be the same, and then you command your week and your month and the rest of this year and your next year, and command your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you right now, God, for the greatness, and we thank you right now for great success in our minds and our souls, Lord God. We thank you that each one of us will reach one, that we will go out and make show our value and just show that we are who we are in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So thank you for joining us on tonight. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Until next Thursday, God bless you.